This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, has agreed to plead guilty and cooperate with prosecutors. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Manafort pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges in Washington related to his past work on behalf of Ukraine. His attorney, Kevin Downing, spoke to reporters.
A tough day for Mr. Manafort, but he's accepted responsibility, and he wanted to make sure that his family was able to remain safe and live a good life.
As part of his plea deal, Manafort agreed to cooperate with the Russia probe led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, though it's not clear what information Manafort has to share. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, is denying a sexual misconduct allegation from when he was in high school. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
Top Senate Judiciary Committee Democrat Dianne Feinstein said this week she's told federal investigators about information she received regarding Kavanaugh, which she will not make public. The news roiled Capitol Hill, where Kavanaugh seems on course to be confirmed to the high court. In a statement released by the White House, Kavanaugh says he categorically and unequivocally denies the allegation, which the Trump administration calls an 11th-hour attempt to delay his confirmation. The New Yorker reports the alleged incident happened while Kavanaugh attended a high school outside Washington and the female accuser was at a nearby school. The AP has not confirmed details of the alleged incident. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least four people died and hundreds of thousands were without power after Hurricane Florence crashed ashore near Wilmington, North Carolina, Friday morning. The storm knocked down trees, flooded streets, and caused property damage when it came ashore. One woman and her baby were killed when a tree fell on their home. Another woman died when she suffered a heart attack, and storm debris prevented emergency responders from reaching her in time. Another person was killed when he was electrocuted as he tried to plug in a generator. Authorities had to evacuate more than 60 people from a hotel in Jacksonville, North Carolina, when it became unstable and threatened to collapse. The storm has now moved toward South Carolina, and that state's governor, Henry McMaster, says residents there will have to be prepared for a long recovery effort.
We're going to have patience. We're going to have to be careful for a long time. And then we're going to have to deal with a lot of water after the winds leave. And that brings a whole new set of consequences up, in addition to the high rain and the high winds and the surge that we're experiencing now.
The White House announced Friday afternoon that President Trump is expected to visit the stricken area once it is determined his visit would not interfere with rescue or recovery efforts. Meanwhile, Super Typhoon Mangkhut came ashore in the Philippines, smashing into the northern coast with winds of 205 kilometers per hour early Saturday. The storm has recorded gusts of up to 255 kilometers per hour and made landfall at Bagao in the northern province of Cagayan. Officials have warned of extreme damage and a storm surge of up to 6 meters. Mangkhut is expected to cause widespread damage to infrastructure, agriculture, and the livelihoods of people with its 900-kilometer diameter. Philippine Red Cross specialists have been sent to areas likely to be hit by the storm, ready to assess damage and deliver immediate assistance once it is safe. The deadliest storm recorded in the Philippines was Super Typhoon Haiyan, which killed more than 7,000 people and affected millions more in 2013. U.S. media reports say President Donald Trump has instructed aides to proceed with tariffs on $200 billion more of Chinese products, despite his Treasury Secretary's attempts to restart talks with China. Citing sources familiar with the matter, Bloomberg and Reuters said the president wants to move forward with the additional duties, even though Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is still trying to restart negotiations with Beijing. The Trump administration has argued that tariffs on Chinese goods would force China to trade on more favorable terms with the United States. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.